Divide opens with The Hardest Part, which is a song about really facing the fact that a relationship doesn't work for you. That in your life, when you add it all up, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up to something positive for you. And I think a lot of people know that feeling. And when you're in a relationship with someone, you start to feel sometimes like you're having the same fight over and over again and nothing is ever being resolved. So in the song, I'm very frustrated. It's me being, you know, very tired of things not working out, tired of the same problem over and over again. And then as the song progresses, you get to the ending where my character is saying, does it really matter? You know, if I started it or you started it, it doesn't matter. There are certainly moments in any relationship where it gets hard for a while, but if it's been hard for a long, long time, maybe it's time to pull away from that, which is what happens in the song, saying, you know, it's not quite the ending, it's where you're just fed up. Wild Soul is one of my favorite songs on the album, and certainly I think one of the saddest songs that I've written. I really wanted to capture the moment where you've had that long night where you've both been talking and talking and talking, and you're not fighting per se. It's the almost more crushing conversation where you're actually getting along and mutually agreeing that it's over. And then, you know, this other person goes and they get in their car and they drive away, and you hear those sounds and you just are full of panic because you think, oh my gosh, I just made this decision. I just did it. Now my life will change. And am I ready for that change? Can I embrace the change? Or am I going to resist the change? I think so often, and I write about this a lot, you stay in something longer than you needed to because you're afraid of your life changing. Even if it's for the better, change is frightening. Change is scary. And throughout the song, you're going through the motions. I'm going through the motions of putting their things away, packing them up, and calling that person and saying, okay, you can come get your stuff. I'm going to be at work from, you know, 11 to 6. Because you don't want to see them. You know, it will be too painful to see them. And as the song progresses, my character is just coming to terms with the fact that I did a lot of work in this, and I really don't think this other person did. I tried everything I could to compromise, but when the other person is unwilling to compromise and you realize that you're doing all the work and that you aren't going to bend over backwards to become this other person just to please your partner when you've spent so much time in your life just trying to be who you are, you have to give up the ghost at that moment. And I love the bridge, as simple as it is. I love the part where the lyrics just say simply, here it is. Because everybody knows that feeling. In some way or another in your life, you experience that moment of, whoa, okay, this is it, and I can't turn back now. This is it. And you kind of panic a little bit. And it's a very crushing moment sometimes, especially in a situation with a relationship. So Wild Soul really, I think, captures the literal aspects of a breakup pretty well. In Silence is a song about the beginning of a relationship, when you meet someone new in your life and they seem so perfect and everything you want, and they're nice and they're caring and they're honest, and you almost can't handle that. You don't know what to do with that. And more importantly, I think it can be hard to trust that you are seeing a real representation of someone else. We all know the pressure we feel to be our very best selves, especially if you have a romantic thing going on. I mean, you want to put forward your very best impression. And sometimes it's hard to trust that this other person is actually going to be as wonderful as you think. Or if they are, God willing, that wonderful of a person, will I be able to pull my weight in this relationship and not be full of drama on my own end or make mistakes? And also, will it be easy to give yourself away again? It's not easy to say, I am willing to risk being hurt to be in this relationship. This relationship is worth it. So there's definitely a little bit of trepidation there. At the same time, the song for me is hopeful, because you're saying, you know, this could work. You're very kind and you're wonderful, and I think this could work, but I'm a little bit freaked out that you know, the other shoe is going to drop and I'm going to be disillusioned and I'm going to be right back where I was before. I think with every relationship you get yourself into, you hope that you're not going to repeat the patterns of the relationships before. And you're also hoping that you're not, on some level, choosing someone that inevitably will become just like, or not become just like, but exhibit the qualities that you didn't want or like in the person you were with before them, or whatever.